Nolte, 65% of likely voters accurately see invasion at southern border. By John Nolte on January 8, 2024. Nearly two-thirds of likely voters accurately describe events at his fraudulent and see Joe Biden's open southern border as an invasion. 65% of likely U.S. voters believe it is accurate to describe the current situation with migrants at the border with Mexico as an invasion of the United States, including 43% who say such a description is very accurate, writes Rasmussen reports. Meanwhile, only 31% disagree, including 15% who think it's not at all accurate to call the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border an invasion. On top of that, a full 70% consider border security a vital national security interest for the United States these days. Only 17% disagree, while 13% are not sure. A full 72% regard the open border as a crisis. Only 20% think differently. The internals are even more interesting. When asked if the current situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is a crisis, 60% of Democrats agreed, while only 30% disagreed. What's more, 74% of black voters agreed, with only 21% disagreeing. When asked if we are experiencing an invasion, 55% of Democrats agreed, as did 74% of black voters. Joe Biden is deliberately allowing millions and millions of unvetted illegal aliens into a country that already has an inflation and housing crisis. And what happens in that situation? Inflation and the housing crisis worsen. In December alone, more than 300,000 illegals were encountered at our southern border. How many got past us? How many were allowed in? It is a fact that the organized left's desire to replace normal Americans with illegal aliens who work cheaper and are more likely to vote Democrat is no secret. I think part of the reason Democrats are allowing this invasion to gallop on is the hope that more people will assert that this is the great replacement theory in action, which allows the corporate media to smear us as racists. I'm all in favor of legal immigration. I'm married to a legal Mexican immigrant. We should be poaching the best, brightest, and most ambitious from all over the world and at every opportunity, just so long as they agree with the principles behind the American experiment. Immigrants do not make America stronger, not if you import criminals and welfare leeches. Vetted immigrants eager to prosper by taking advantage of America's individual liberty are what make America stronger, and I'm all for that. Of course, I'm also strongly in favor of using Joe Biden's illegal invasion further to destroy Democrat-run sanctuary cities like Chicago and New York. That part of this crisis I am enjoying the hell out of. Even small, leftist towns like Whitewater, Wisconsin, are being destroyed by Biden's invasion. Whitewater is a college town that voted for Biden over Trump by double digits. I'm very familiar with Whitewater, and what had been an idyllic little town of 15,000 has since been pummeled with 800 to 1,000 of Biden's illegals since 2022. Adding 1,000 illegals to a population of 15,000 would be like flooding the Los Angeles population of 3.8 million with a quarter million illegals. Imagine what that would look like. Oh, wait, that did happen to Los Angeles, which is why Los Angeles is now a shithole. These idiots voted for an invasion, and now they are getting what they voted for. Meanwhile, out here in rural Magaland, our streets, air, and water are safe and clean. Everyone lives together in relative harmony without fear of crime or bigotry. Jealous much, Democrat-run cities? Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jjmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.